Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a weird question. How do you guys feel about littering?
I mean, it's pretty frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, generally against it.
Another option?
I mean, I haven't done it today.
Well, okay. There's a few things that I want to bring up, but one of them is, like, and I've talked about this on the air before, so forgive me. If I just spit my gum out of my moving car, is that littering?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't want to step in it.
It's not going to disintegrate.
You're not going to step in it on I-25.
I might. You don't know.
If you're walking on I-25, gum is not your biggest problem right now. Okay?
I know, but as a sneaker guy, the whenever I've had to clean gum out of my shoes, it makes me so
How
mad.
Often have you had to clean gum out of your shoes?
Dozens of times.
In your entire life?
In my entire,
boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Once a year, probably.
I don't remember the last time I had to clean. It's just like, I will somebody Google this. I believe the asphalt companies like account for us. They want a certain amount of gum.
That can't be right.
I don't even know what to look for.
Like, is gum harmful to the environment? I don't think it is. I think you can spit gum out.
But it's always sticky. It's just,
if it's just on a road.
But
is it
it'll
that
get on
big
some,
of a deal?
You could get on someone's tire or something.
It's just
right?
bad because it's not going to disintegrate.
Yes,
like, just
it
don't
is.
Do it. This article says don't do it.
Don't. Okay. So spitting gum out is littering.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
I think because it doesn't biodegrade. I don't think.
You don't know.
Oh takes God. 7 years.
You're the perfect person for this. Okay. So there's somebody we know who is testing my lip. Like, obviously, you get a piece of gum, nom, wrapper. That's trash.
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw that on the ground.
Yes.
We can all agree.
Yeah.
That's trash.
Okay.
Or it's recycle, I guess, maybe.
Not recycle.
Why? It's aluminum.
Because now the gum is in it.
No, I'm saying if like I'm eating the gum and here's the gum wrapper. Should I put that in a recycle bin?
Oh.
I get real confused at Starbucks when I'm like throwing my cup away. I'm like, can I put the whole thing in the... Because it's like landfill.
It depends.
And like,
well, and it depends on the lid, if that is. Which
right,
I think it is. I think you can recycle it
I
all.
Know. We all need training. I agree. Just the numbers on the bottom.
Right.
Like we're all just supposed to know that.
I feel weird. Like the bleach bottle. I'm like, I don't want to put that in there.
Well, I took my nephews to the zoo, and they have it. So every item that they sell there, they have a picture on whether or not.
Oh, you put that in here.
Oh, it was so nice.
Oh, that's
it
brilliant.
It was so nice.
Yeah. All right, so here's the next level of it. And I think we need texters that like chime in. 303-222-5423. You have to understand that I'm okay with gum and you two aren't. So I think you're going to be real mad at this. We have a friend of show who believes he eats a banana every single day, peels it,
and throws it out.
Throws the peel.
I think
not throws it away.
That's compost. That should go to a special place for compost.
But compost just happens. Not
yeah.
It does, but like have it happen in a specific area.
Right.
I don't want to slip on a banana peel and go feet overhead.
I just want, like, I know that's a cartoon thing, but is anyone?
It's real. No, they're so slippery. I'll eat a banana.
I am going
and leave
to
peel.
Lay banana peels out here
they're
and I will
slick.
Dance a jig on top
Please
of that.
Please do.
No one gets hurt from banana
yes,
peels
do.
In real life.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. So is that literally... Cause
no,
here's the
I
thing.
Think I'm fine with the banana peel.
Because like if you finish an apple... Woo,
yep, core goes out, definitely.
You just throw
no.
it on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, out the window.
Heck, when was the last time you ate an apple? Stay out of this.
Well, not today, but...
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I've even gone so far as like, oh boy, I can't finish this. Aaron just has got this like, you're hurting the environment. Place. I've eaten a piece of pizza and you're like driving, it's like cold pizza and you're like, nah, nah, and you're down to the crust and I'm just like, out the window, because I'm like a bird or a bunny or something's going to eat that bread that's left. Somebody wants that.
Yeah, yeah, and then that's going to attract other animals and it's going to ruin the entire ecosystem.
You're right, Aaron. I've ruined the gray wolf is back because yes. I throw pizza on the...
A bunny's going to find it and those baby bunnies are going to have the best dinner of their life because you threw a pizza crust.
You yes. hate rabbits. What are you doing?
And deer. Rabbits are fine.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.